Here's its time. All right, it's 6 o'clock. My name is David Blumseth. I will open this meeting of Becker County Planning and Zoning Committee and ask its members to introduce themselves, starting on my left with Tom.
Tom Dissey.
Travis Weiss.
Nancy Bachman.
Crazy.
Kim Manson, Carmen Township.
Jeff Moritz, Lake Eunice Township.
Tommy Eiley, Detroit Lakes.
Mary Siebert, Erie Township.
John Olkerson, Lakeview Township.
Craig Hall, Highland Township.
Arvia Lake.
Kyle Larberg, Becker County Planning and Zoning.
Nikki Bradbury, Becker County Planning and Zoning.
All right, thank you. Minutes from the last meeting, we had a chance to review them. Any corrections or additions? If not, I would entertain a motion to approve them.
Second.
All right, got a motion and a second. All those in favor, raise your hand. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. All right, I'm going to go over the protocol for this evening's hearing. We'll introduce new business, which will consist of conditional use permits, change of zone, and preliminary plot approvals. I ask the applicant to step forward, introduce their application. I ask no one in the general audience to direct any comments to the applicant without going through this board. Sufficient time will be given to those who would like to comment on the application. After all have spoken, we'll ask the admin staff to read any written correspondence not in our packets. Then we'll close testimony and the board will deliberate. The board is one of recommendation to the County Board of Commissioners. They will address these planning and zoning matters around 9:30 a.m. at their next meeting on Tuesday, which is what, May?
May 5th.
May
5th. 9:30, 10 o'clock.
All right, thank you, Kyle. So I ask everybody to shut off all their cell phones and we'll begin. We have one applicant, so.
One applicant of new business is John and Jenna Berry, requesting a conditional use permit for a transportation business to include temporary storage of homes and structures.
All right, thanks, Cal. Applicant, please step forward. Yep, please talk into the mic.
My name is John Berry, and I'm trying to apply for a dealership license. Is why I'm applying for the conditional use permit. I'm not going to make a big dealership at the property I'm at, where it's 4, 5, 6 houses is what we're going to have there. 9 times out of 10, they're sold before they even get there. They're just sitting there to go to a property that is not prepped and ready, is what I'm trying to do. The property of mine that we did clear out the trees, that's all gonna get replanted in trees, and it's also gonna get some food plots in there. None of that is being used as a dealership for any of that. That is still staying farm. We took the trees out because they were dead. And it was a bug in the tree. So that stuff is gonna stay the way it looks. It'll be replanted. When? I can't tell you. I mean, I work up by my shop area. Way mainly in and out. We don't work on the houses there. It's a temporary spot for them to be parked, is all I'm trying to do. And I'm going to take over a business that's not in Becker County, it's in Otter Tail. And I got to have what I'm applying for with the state. But along with that permit, conditional use permit, in order to expand where I'm going.
All right, questions for the applicant?
So the area that you are, the only area that anything will be stored then is as it is marked?
Correct.
And will you be accessing it off of 26 or off of?
26 is the only way we're there.
Okay. And how about storage, which, you know, the bulk of your neighbor's concern is that it's kind of being a graveyard for old dilapidated stuff.
No.
So would you be okay with us putting conditions on not having, you know, let's say used or I don't know how you would want to call it, older mobile homes that are just basically should go to the dump.
I can speak on that, yeah. So I do get a lot of calls to go tear an old crappy house out. I don't want that piece of garbage in my yard, but I have to take it to the yard. I have to take out the water heater. I have to take out the appliances. There can't be any garbage in them when, but you're going to a dump. But our dump in Becker County or Hubbard County, I have to have that where it is almost dust-free inside to be able to take it to the dump. Or they charge you way more money just to go from job site to there. So I get permits through the state of Minnesota to go there, and I tear out the water heaters, the mercury smoke detector stuff. I throw that in my own garbage that Becker County comes and gets my 4-yard container, okay, or not Becker County, it used to be wrong, but whatever their name is now, but I throw all that stuff in my normal garbage, okay, where it has to go, so it's all separated. Once that's ready to go, I take it to either Becker County or Hubbard County, whichever one it came out of. So it's there for a temporary time being. Might be a week, might be 2 weeks, might be a month. I don't know. It depends on how busy our schedule is. We move about 160 houses a year. I've got 6 of them sitting there right now, waiting to leave. Job sites aren't ready to go. One goes away to Hector, South Dakota. It's not ready to go. It's not on me. It's on another company that does the prepping for that. The other ones are coming over here to Becker County. Those aren't ready to go. It's just a time game. It's through the winter, you can't prep ground. You can't prep dirt in the wintertime. And normally, they don't all sit there. 9 times out of 10, sometimes I'll come in with an outlet recreation park model. It'll maybe sit there for 3-4 days until I take it to their site. But it's kind of how it is. Normally, I don't have junk crap house sitting there. It's going to be going to the dump. I don't want to have that. We do have sheds, we haul garages, we haul all that stuff. So usually it's sold before it even arrives in my yard, but you can't get them out of a place in a timely fashion and this can't be ready. It don't work that way. I cannot pull them in 20 mile an hour wind or higher. So it's got to go to a laydown yard. Where can we put a laydown yard for a temporary time being? 5, 6, 7 units at the max is what I can fit there. I don't get the money out of these customers for doing it. I got to pull it. I can't park it outside out here. I can't park it outside the courthouse. There's nowhere to really put them on a tight area. It is my point. Eventually, I ain't going to have them there. When? Could be 3 years from now. Could be 2 years. The place I am going to purchase out of Ottertail County, he's not ready to retire yet. He's going to retire in 2 to 3 years, but that could be 2-3 years. So it'll all be down at that area there, or even a different area in Becker County. So it's a temporary fix for at the moment.
One of my concerns is issues over the years. So many is conditional use, and everything was good up front, and they turn into their junkyard. And that is something that we really got to watch, because once that starts, it's hard to stop and hard to get it cleaned up.
Oh, absolutely. My scrap pile with the water heaters that are junk out of the junk units, it leaves every year. You know, we load a dump, big old semi with a dump placed on it, and it leaves. It goes right to the dump. Or it goes to the scrap metal guy that, you know, you get paid for scrap metal. So other than that, those houses they have to leave. I don't want them there. I don't need that garbage there. I got a farmyard is what I've got, and that's what I want to keep. So it's just a temporary fix to get me a license, because you have to have a license to sell these units when I purchased them. I purchased one in Becker County on Victoria Lake. I'm in the process of taking that out of there right now. Thank God it already sold. It's going to Otterton, the city of Otterton. So, it's kind of where that's at. Right, I would like to have a dealer license, because that's, it's my father I'm taking over that. Down out of Pelican Rapids, Victor says, I'm moving.
All right, any other questions for the applicant?
So if you bring something onto your property, what would be the longest time that you would have that on your property? One of the things we're concerned with is it mentioned that it comes in and stays. But if it's rotated out in a period of time, and if that's a condition we put on there, what would that be for a timeline?
For a manufactured house, I mean, I've got one house that was there middle of last summer, and it's supposed to be leaving as soon as the guy's done with his pad sometime before July, I'm hoping, because that's when I brought it. Got all the people in the world pushed to get a job done. And I push because that's how I get paid.
Any other questions for the applicant? All right, thank you, John. You may have a seat.
Thank you.
All right. Anybody else in the audience that would like to speak to this application, please step forward and state your name.
Good evening, my name is Mike Freeman. My brother-in-law, my wife and I own a cabin on Great Lake, about a block and a half from the southeast corner of Mr. Berry's property. And I have some questions.
But direct them to us, not to him, please.
Okay. So these are all manufactured homes, correct, that he's talking about storing on his property?
Manufactured in
Mobile homes?
Mobile home trailer houses, yes.
Okay.
Garages and sheds, he said.
Garages.
Yep.
Okay. Somebody asked a question about where would be the access to this property, and they said 26. Is that
Highway
Washington
26? No, not Washington. Highway Minnesota State Highway 26.
It used to be 220.
225?
Yeah.
Okay.
They renamed it.
Okay. Google Maps doesn't know that yet. what else? So the structures could be sheds, garages, other windows, right? I'm assuming.
Yeah, I think that's.
Okay.
And they're not all new, is what I'm understanding.
I think that'd be a safe assumption. Yeah, if someone's looking to move
stuff,
a house.
He's going to break it down and get rid of the stuff. So.
And then he said he would going to be taking over a business or trying to get a dealership in Otterdale County. At that point in time, when he takes over that business, does this conditional use terminate or does it continue?
Depends on the conditions put on.
Unless the group puts a timeline on it. They can put an expiry date.
Okay. Expiration date or an expiration condition?
Basically, yes. That the conditional use permit is good. They'd have to state that.
Okay.
If they don't state it, it's for the life of the property.
Okay, what else? So I'm assuming these mobile homes, there would not be people temporarily inhabiting them.
No.
So just vacant structures. There currently is a driveway or an access driveway off of 26, about halfway down between 34 and Washington. Is that where the mobile homes and structures would be put onto the property? Is that the access?
Yeah, if that's the access off of 26.
They're saying no to your question.
Looks like the access is in the southwest corner of their property.
Okay, the map we got was supposed to be on.
We can come up here with those.
Where's their driveway?
Okay, yeah.
Washington's way up here.
Right, yeah, our property's just up here.
So it's a long ways from yours.
Yep.
Okay.
So then the structures would be stored in the southwest corner of the property?
Correct.
Correct. Basically, they're going to be directly west of his house.
Okay.
So they'll come in off the road, they're going to be right there, not up north.
Yeah, because I've seen there's a mobile home there now, there's a semi-trailer there now, which are about halfway between that access road and Washington Avenue. So I don't know if those...
Well, if we grant it in this location, this is the only location we're going to grant it for, so... So those would have to move.
Okay. Any questions?
We actually need all our questions.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what you're talking about. Will there be a limit set, potentially, for how many buildings, all these different things he can bring in? Trailers, all that stuff.
Up to this group to decide, but yeah. You know, per what he said, there's only 6 to 7 that he has locations for.
Okay. Can this potentially bring down the value of our property and everybody else around by bringing our list in? And honestly, possibly turning this into kind of a dump. You know, no offense to him or anybody, but, you know, we've been up there 50 years and, you know, want to keep everybody's place nice and value. And so that's, I guess, our biggest concern and everybody.
All right. Any questions for Mike? Greg, thank you. You may have a seat. Anybody else to speak to this application?
Hi, good evening. My name is Beth Prigelmeyer, and this is my husband, Kenny. We purchased the property south of the said applicants in July of 2021. At that time, the applicant to the north owned it as a contract for deed. They housed horses and did horseshoeing from what we understood. Our property was an old Christmas tree farm. However, many of the trees were unhealthy. So we worked with a stewardship program to revitalize it. This meant timbering off and thinning it. Since then, we have planted over 1,000 to 2,000 trees and bushes. It was extremely important to us to retain the integrity of our property. Some of the neighbors, including the Berries at that time, thinned out their trees the same year as us. The Berries, though, timbered off more last summer, much to our surprise, because most times you don't timber in the summer due to pine beetles and other infestations. They really thinned out the trees to the north side of the property, like they stated, and along our side as well. I supplied you all pictures of the property, and I also supplied you with an aerial view of the property, too, taken off an onyx, showing how much they thinned, not the property that was, the picture that was done on their application. Right after we purchased our property, we had an incident where we put up no trespassing signs to keep people from coming in because there were trails going in and out of our property. Mr. Berry, though, however, tore our signs down and waited on our property to confront my husband. he felt like he still had the right to go through it. After a thorough conversation with him, he agreed to put the signs back up because we had had it surveyed. We knew where the boundary lines were. He never did put those signs up. In the past 2.5 years, we have seen multiple buildings and trailer homes being brought in and housed there. Some of those have been there a full 2 years. This isn't temporary in my mind. We have also had an increase in feral animals, including cats, skunks, and raccoons. This creates a sanitation and health concern, plus it's a nuisance to us and neighboring properties. Since the temporary buildings have come on, we've had a truck traffic noise. The applicant uses his Jake brakes about a mile down the road up until the shared driveway. He'll sometimes even blow his semi-horn as he comes in. I also provided you all with a video of that. I didn't have time to get my phone out because it took me a while, so I didn't get the full thing. That was a Saturday afternoon. It's all hours of the night, and you can hear the beeping and the moving of the backup traffic. We also have an ATV and snowmobile trail that goes north and south along County Road 26. We have the shared driveway. The truck traffic going in and out creates a danger for that too, as it could hit one of them. It's on a highway. We have plenty of traffic during potato harvest. Nobody uses their Jake brakes, and that is really loud. They've also burned down buildings. Last summer, about 9:30 p.m., we looked out, saw large flames high enough to go over the pine trees. I actually thought their barn or house was on fire. My husband Ken went over to look because he's on Dilworth Fire, thought maybe he could help. He noticed they were just building a large pile of rubbish. They may have had a permit, they may not have, but it was scary because we've had a dry period for a long time. The applicant has also expanded the use of the legal easement by approximately 15 feet beyond what is legally recorded. This is so he can move his buildings and bring in trucks and trailers. I supplied you with a picture also of the approximate spot notated with an orange spot. This encroachment interferes with our property rights and again shows that the said applicants have little disregard for land use boundary lines. More of our concerns are questions for the committee. Some have been addressed by other people. Since there are trees where he has the red square outlined on his application, where is he going to house these? Is he going to take down those trees too? He's already housing 10 to 12 things out there, as you can see by the pictures, and it's not in that spot. And again, how many buildings is he going to be allowed to house there? Some of these are dilapidated and old. I want to know who's going to monitor it too. If you do approve this, does he have proof of insurance to even haul this? We don't know. The area is a main road to the lake, and they have a park out there. Many people drive by this area, and I would hope that we wouldn't want that to be the impression of what they see, and you can see it from the road regardless of what the applicant states. We don't want a junkyard next to us. There are many homes right behind the properties. It is not all farmland, as he suggested in the application. I understand how hard it is to make these decisions, as there can be unpopular to some. I was on a planning commission with the city of Dilworth, much smaller scale than you guys. Becker County is huge. And it's hard to remember and know what each area is like. If warranted, I issued a table list, come up and visit the area. However, I hope I have given you enough facts and an accurate picture of what the applicant is truly like. And he's already violating some of the CUP in a lot of ways. So I ask for your, to please not approve this. Thank you.
All right, any questions for Beth or Kim?
At what location were you at when that picture you sent, there's one of a building through?
It's on our property, facing to the north. It's one of the trails. So you can see.
Oh, okay. Yep.
When you bring up the easement, are you sharing an easement on their driveway?
It's on our land, and we share an easement going in. And he's widened it over the years. So we are actually forward more.
Just that
And we'll be taking that back, actually, this year. For sure. Whether I gotta put a 2-foot diameter pipe in the way, that's what's gonna happen.
Currently, we're seasonal. We do plan on retiring there and building eventually. So we go there in the wintertime, and in order to even get into our property, we have to bring a snow blower because he pushes snow up against our gate to get his equipment in. So we have to unplow to get the snow out.
Question, you said he widened the driveway within the right-of-way of County 26?
Within our property.
Nothing out from the 50-foot right-of-way?
So as you enter into our property line, it should be more forward by about 15 feet.
There's nothing widened out on the right-of-way?
Not following you.
Well, the road right-of-way is what John is asking about.
From the center of the road out 50 feet generally is the end of the right-of-way.
And our paperwork says there's two line items that said there.
You want 50.
It's 33 feet and then 127. That's what it said. So you say 50, and ours says 33.
Okay, the original was 33 on the state highway.
Okay.
And I thought the county probably purchased or additional or whatever.
So
it's getting out of any work in that right-of-way off the road has to have a county permit. Whether it's widening driveway, putting a culvert in or anything. Just want to make everybody aware of that.
Yep.
All right, any other questions for him? Right, thank you. You may have a seat. Anybody else to speak to the application, please step forward.
I have to use this because I just had a vocal cord surgery not too long ago. So I'm Lynn Hartness. I live on Oak Knoll Trail, just down the road, a short distance from the property there. I guess my questions are kind of repeating what some of the other folks have said. My fear is this is going to become a dump yard for old trashy trailers. There's one sitting there right now you can see quite plainly from 26. Some of the siding is off. You can see the insulation. I don't think anybody's going to be living in that thing anytime soon. I'm not real sure how long it's been there. I know it's been there for at least a couple of months. And I could count from the road anyway. Looks like four more mobile homes of some type there. A couple of them look like they're probably in fairly decent shape. The others I really couldn't see clear enough from the road to be able to tell. My concern is on this temporary thing. What is temporary? 6 months? 3 months? A year, 2 years. They have already said that there was something that had been sitting there for 2 years already. And that was without any kind of permits. There's enough trashy looking places around the county as it is. We don't need one more. The other thing is, as far as backing up what the other folks had said about being visible from the road, it's definitely all visible, pretty much from the road. There are some trees there yet, especially from off 26, but Washington Drive, they pretty much wiped out a lot of that. Over time, I'm assuming they're gonna grow back some of it, but it's still, it's another issue. I think there's just going to end up being a dump site for stuff that nobody wants. And how is the county going to police it so this stuff gets hauled up to the dump, like he's saying?
All right. Any questions for Lynn?
I have a picture I took today, right off 26, of the one I was talking about with the siding off part of it and whatever. if anybody wants to look.
Take a look.
I'll try to bring it up here.
It's kind of hard to see from my picture because.
I see, yep, I can see that there's a structure back in there.
Yep.
Are those mainly all pines for the trees that are in there?
Mostly.
Okay.
I'd say probably 90% of what's on there is pines.
Sure.
I guess I need to tell you, I sent in an email also, and I know some of my neighbors did too, so I'm assuming you must have got those.
Yep, yes. We received some emails and letters, yep.
And I can tell you we're opposed.
All right, well, thank you, Lynn.
All right, thank you.
Anybody else to speak to this application?
Coming up a second time. So, sorry, I didn't introduce myself. I'm Dale Blair. This is new for me to learn all this information tonight. And if everything's accurate, what everybody's saying, this is a horrible idea to give a permit to this gentleman and his wife. It is going to become a junkyard. It already is. Looks like hell in there, and I haven't even paid attention. I come in and I get to the cabin, relax, and I'm there. I'm like, this place is going to be a mess. So we, our family, is absolutely against it. So.
Right. Any questions for Dale?
Sorry.
All right. Thanks. You may have a seat.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that's everybody in the audience. Any other written correspondence other than what we received in our packets and sent to us? All right, with that, we will close testimony. Does anybody have any new questions for the applicant to recall him up? All right, we'll open it up to discussion.
And I think the people that are, you know, speaking, and we know what can happen and how we, you know, if we grant it, that's got to be the big concern. And then the kicker is, I think, like everybody's saying, is what is temporary? How long? To me, I would agree. I mean, a year to 2 years is not temporary, especially for junk.
Right. I think I agree with you. Is that there's, because we had that problem with an individual north of town just a little ways.
Yep.
And then you want to do other things, and we're like, you haven't cleaned up this first mess. So. Right. Yeah, I think that it's what's difficult is trying to say that someone, to handcuff them so they can't make money doing what they do as an occupation. That's a hard thing to do, to commit to that. So, but at the same time, we don't want to have a free-for-all to where they're just stockpiling.
Yeah, and it sounds like they're already outside of the zone. They don't have a CUP. They're already putting stuff there, so I agree. It is a bit of concern, especially, yep. You know, like Harvey said, maybe they need to put in a different driveway to eliminate the issue with the neighbor, but I think it's going to be hard to police it.
You know, right. There's on Onyx, there's six structures that I noticed that are north of where it currently has.
Right.
So there's structure already there. That being said, it's a very large piece of property. So the ability to hide it well is there, or the potential for it, but it's a matter of seeing that through.
Is the desire there to do that and to follow the rules or not?
Right. Right. Yeah, and maybe there's certain timelines that we could restrict that would maybe hinder things staying there a long time, or even putting certain projects in the express lane, like the old trailer houses that have to get gutted out, to where that's a short timeframe. Because the a newer build, I get that. You know, I do plumbing for a living, and there's times you're building on clay and it rains, and the excavator's looking at you like, oh, I can't do anything. I'm just going to slide to the bottom of the hill. So there's some things that Mother Nature puts out of our control, but other things, like the amount of time when a trailer gets in and out, we could shorten that up versus a new build.
Question for Kyle. If this was grander, what type of enforcement do we have in place? We see started seeing a lot of violations.
County attorney. County sheriff. Commissioner Hansen just basically implemented that we owe to all the CUPs kind of annually now. So.
Do we, you know, it's just drawn in here as a picture, it shows Kyle, but do we know what the actual dimensions are of this area?
No. Okay. I think you'd have to define that.
Yeah, I think it would be nice, Mr. Chair, to actually have a defined area and size so that, I mean, we physically know what it is. It isn't just going to end up being a free-for-all.
Would the applicant be interested in putting in a different driveway? Just a little bit north of where it is now.
Yeah, get off of the neighbors.
Just get out of that neighbor's easement part of it. I would call him up.
John, you want to step forward, please? So kind of the question is, would you be willing to put in a separate driveway off of the, so you're not sharing an easement?
I've maintained that driveway. I got a lot of money around that driveway. I did not encroach what he said, but whatever, that's part of it. You know what? I'd probably put a better driveway in, and I wouldn't have to go around that corner, you know. But all them units that are in that yard right now that you can see from the road, even that one that don't have siding on it, it's sold. That's going to another guy's yard. So I'm hoping it leaves here shortly. It was there for the winter, but I called him and he didn't answer his phone. So I'm hoping he gets his group in a group. But if they don't, I'll just go park it in his goddamn driveway. I don't care. You know, he can figure out where it goes, you know. He bought it for a storage unit. You know, that's what it is. So there is a cabin there. All this stuff is sold. Every bit of them houses. I got invoices right now. I'm just waiting to deliver. And like I said, it's been so dang windy, I can't pull a unit out. I had one day I was able to pull two park models up to Canada. So, yeah, I guess I'd probably put a driveway in, but I would rather not have that expense unless somebody else wants to help me pay for that. That'd be fine. I'll find my own.
How about the physical size of the area where you're going to, like you've got this, you know, just kind of drawn on here, but do you know what it would be as far as, you know, feet, so that we can actually have some
type? This is an old picture. Got a recent picture? That would be the best.
This is what we have.
Well,
I have one. I have Onyx on my.
Yeah, I got Onyx right here too.
Okay.
Give me 1 second.
Because just a rough guess, that looks like it's close to about 100 yards. So, maybe not even. Probably
there.
Less.
Okay, so right
pull that open. Hold this road.
Remember,
open that way up down here with this road.
Yep. So they're just straight. Listed.
Okay, now bring it down here.
Most of these are the ones are west, but these here are north.
Hold on. this time I'll let's back up a little bit.
Pull it out right up before that turn.
These units never do campers.
Just right there.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah.
Got trailer houses over the campers. These two trailer houses are both sold. That trailer house is sold. That cabin is sold. That one left in the dump. That's a semi-trailer loaded with like belongings in it that should be in my house. These are two semi-trailers I store my parts. You can have axles and tires.
Like just car sheds.
Yeah, I'm waiting for a new shop to put up. This is what all that kind of stuff is right there.
Call it 320 by 200, so it's about 64,000 square feet, which would be just shy of an acre and a half.
And will it stay in this general area, or are you going to go further to the north?
No, I'm not going north. I'm not going any more south. I'm not going anywhere there. This here is just kind of where I store my blocks, my axles, the tires, that kind of crap right there. There is that one else sitting right here, waiting for that guy to be able to park it. Yeah, I'm not taking no more trees out. We're not taking any more trees out.
You got an area here that's predominantly clear, but it makes room for this. I mean, where this is affected, I think should actually be more real thick. Because if we take this out.
Yeah, we're not taking any of the trees out.
Right. That's how I was just trying to figure out where is it going to go to, you know, listening to the opposition, and obviously we're trying to find a solution.
We just lost 30 acres.
So you can see some of this stuff here, because there's a trail here that was cut. Oh, sorry. There's a trail there, a trail there, and we're going to replant all that there. I threw a tire off and a big circle there. So I said, just take them out. Take them out before they die. So that's going to get replanted.
So 300 by 200, Kyle, in that area. And would you be willing to put a stipulation on how many are allowed to be stored there at a time?
Like I said, I don't want more than 7 units there at a time because I can't turn around with my semi.
So if we said 10 maximum?
Yeah, right, because any dump unit, it's there for a month at a time. I can't change that. We move houses before we take a house to the dump. It takes that time frame to get it where the dump says, okay, great, it's up. So you can't just come into the dump and think they're going to take it. They're not going to take it. They're going to bill you so much money, it's crazy. I've had to pay it. So. But yeah, I'm on board.
Somebody else want to see that, or?
Yeah, maybe they did want to see it. It's basically that area north of there that it's in that clearing.
So north of where they've got it marked?
I've not been able to see it on that. Same thing, that open area that you've seen.
Yeah.
You know where that one is?
Yeah, we don't want to see.
We're at a loss over here.
If you look on Onyx map, or come and look on Kyle, you can see it.
You can go over there, take a look.
Physically see it and make sure that it's not
that area.
Well, then make a suggestion.
Right here.
We have the option to table it, so can the applicant. So.
In the space here that's already open. It's about an acre and a half.
Well, you do that, I'm going to use the restroom.
So. Where it's depicted on the map would be down in here, right?
His access road is for the over the easement, and that's still right. Part of that. And now he was talking about moving kind of would allow that to be moved.
Harvey and I were talking about just make it a little further north.
It's a lookalike else, but that
and
one
would have to
be
a
question.
Should I do it north? Should be able to go
up there and see it?
So.
Can you take an easement away?
Yeah.
Can you take an easement
away?
I don't like
10,000
houses.
I like
80,000
houses.
I mean, that's
right.
Nothing to do with
that.
I don't care
how
it
goes. Can they take
it away?
Well, you could
right.
Just
abandon it.
Suggest that.
No, I mean, there's a bit of a change there.
Like I got three, you know, three now that have to be out by Thursday for the month.
So if they give you.
But I mean, that's.
I could probably make some crap.
What's the thing with their breaks? There's no rules.
Right, you can't.
I got one that helps for cash and that's it.
He's got to stop.
I got myself.
Vegas dog.
Yeah, I'm all right with, yeah, I don't want that dog set there. Air my eyesore.
If we're gonna start screaming about noise, I'd be screaming at the county constantly. I'm our department.
Yes, you would.
Well, I'm talking about the sideline. You have to live with.
All right, so everybody's got an understanding of kind of where you're looking at.
I have a question for you. Are you storing stuff there now without a permit?
Or do you want me to park it?
Yeah, you are.
It's.
Just a question.
Yeah, I'm answering. I can park them out front if you want me to. I mean, the county wouldn't like that either. Yeah.
I believe he's asking, is it an after the fact?
No, I'm trying to get a dealer's license to sell something.
It's something we debated, where I think we talked about it at the tour. Every house mover in this county is storing things. They're there temporary.
Yeah.
Our ordinance really doesn't speak to it. It's similar to, I mean, a guy is an over-the-road trucker and pulls in and parks his trailer there. Are you going to require conditional use permit? I think definitely when you talk about having things there for sale and people coming there, that would definitely trigger commercial.
Yeah, usually right times out of town, if it's brought in that yard, it's already sold. It's somebody just ain't ready, or the weather has kicked their hind down.
Can I go past your father's
business
Saturday? And
we like a clean wash. Yeah, we like a clean wash.
We need to have, in order to make a good decision, we need to have an area marked out of where that is going to be on the property, not that area.
Yeah, right. No, I get it. And I can point it out, but I have for a plan, and I think it'll be fine. So everything that's there right now for homes, I got paperwork that they're sold. I can only work as fast as everybody else.
Yeah, no, we understand that, John. So, here's a question for you, John.
Yes, sir.
Would you be willing to table your application, mark out an area where you specifically want them to be so we could come and look at it? Because obviously some of the site looks different than what we got in initial pictures and from the overheads. I mean, it looked really surrounded by trees on what we received. And obviously, there's been disease there. I mean, the neighbors have talked about they had to remove stuff, you removed stuff. So it looks different than what we initially looked at even from our tour day. So,
well, my wife is on my case to get the trees planted ASAP, because we don't want to see anybody else either.
Right. No, and we understand, and trees don't grow overnight, but we need to know a specific area of where this would be. Based on the discussion, that's a point that is going to hold us up from getting this approved.
So most of these units are closer to my shop, and I think that everybody can see my shop, a corner of my shop from Washington, because I took the trees out. But usually everything is close to the shop, and that's about where it's at, where that little opening was Kyle was putting out. That's kind of where I got my walks and all that stuff. But that's how I want to keep it. I don't want this crap up by my house. I don't want it way out north. I don't want it way west. I just want to keep that little kind of triangle where I park my equipment and all my stuff. Because it's a lot easier to get it out of there as quick as I can.
Would you be willing to mark out a spot so we can?
Yeah, mark out a spot.
I think that'd be helpful.
Mark out an area.
Yeah. Yeah, if you would mark that out.
Yep.
I'll drive up, we'll drive up.
Yeah, we'll drive over, take a look at it. I mean, it just pushes us back 1 month, because our next meeting is a month from now.
Okay.
But either you have to table the application, or that would be, we have three options here as a board to either approve it, deny it, or table it. So, and again, it costs you nothing but time. If you table it, you don't have no reapplication fees. But based on the discussion here tonight, I don't see this going anywhere without having a spot mark that we can physically look at. This is where they're going to go.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Right. So are you willing to table your application?
Yep.
All right.
And so, would it be safe to say in the next 2 weeks you could have it marked out, so as long as we wait 2 weeks, we can come and take a look at it?
Yeah.
All right. So with that, this application is tabled. He will mark out a spot sometime after 2 weeks. Either that or we can plan it on our next tour date.
That's what I'm thinking.
On our next tour date, we will just plan as, and I don't know the exact date of that off the top of my head, Kyle, but.
I just figured it was 3 weeks from now, realistically.
May 20th.
Yeah.
May 20th. So on May 20th, we will plan to be at your location to look at the area you have marked out, so. All right, with that, this application is tabled. You may have a seat down.
Thank you.
All right, with no other business to come before the board, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Do I have a second? Second by Kim. All those in favor, raise your hand. Meeting adjourned.